Share Talk interview, and today it is with Zaf Karim, who's Executive Chairman at Legendary Investments. How are you today, Zaf?
I'm extremely well. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're speaking in the aftermath of yesterday's announcement regarding your crowdfunding investment. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Of course. CrowdFangels runs a crowdfunding platform, and back in December last year, and this is what attracted us to them, launched a liquid crypto bond with an associated initial coin offering. CrowdFangels are one of the more innovative crowdfunding platforms, and of course, we like innovation. The key point about this is normally when you invest, making the investment for a crowdfunding platform, your return is tied to solely to the investment. Here, you invest in CrowdFangels crypto bond, and you get a fixed rate of return plus principal at a fairly low risk because it's a bond. But in addition, you get a token which is linked to Bitcoin, and you can actually exchange it for Bitcoin. So that could be worth whatever Bitcoin's worth or whatever the exchange ratio between the two are worth. So you're getting that for free. Now, this is very interesting for us because the value of a crowdfunding platform is basically based on the visitors it gets and also its database of investors. And as we stated in the announcement, the visitor traffic has grown almost three times. And the database has also grown quite considerably. So the value created by CrowdFangels into their own business has grown quite a bit as a result of that.
Right, so you've got it's a twist on both investing in crowdfunding and investing in the blockchain crypto space, in the sense that you are you've managed to sort of from a legendary perspective get rid of some of the risk there, and it's a sort of stable platform, FCA regulated, etc. So it doesn't have the Wild West feel that many other plays in this new space have.
Well, the key thing here is anyone who invests in the liquid crypto bond makes that investment and gets the return on that investment. But in addition, they get the token exchangeable into Bitcoins for free. So Wild West is where you put your money down and you may not get your money back. Here, the liquid token comes for free. So even if it unlikely ends up being worth nothing, what have you lost? You've lost nothing. But the upside is linked directly to Bitcoin. In terms of Legendary, we invested at a valuation of 3.6 million. And of course, that's not on our balance sheet. We took about just under 10%. That's not on our balance sheet because as after our interims, it will be on our balance sheet for the year end. But since then, as a result of this, innovative mechanism. As a result of the traffic increasing three times and the database increasing more than that, the value of CrowdFangels has arguably increased by a fair amount.
Well, it's something which is on your balance sheet, and perhaps one of your jewel in the crown investments is virtual stock. What's been interesting about virtual stock is there hasn't been that much publicity about it, apart from whatever Legendary is providing, but there was last week or the other week in the Telegraph.
Well, there was the Telegraph article last week, which the Telegraph interviewed Andrew Mills, the CEO. Virtual Stock does put out its own PR, which is available on its website. But in terms of the Telegraph article, basically what that was about was how Virtual Stock system, the Edge, is helping bricks and mortar retailers fight the onslaught from online retailers, including Amazon. Essentially, the established retailers have legacy IT systems, which talk to each other slowly or badly. And indeed, when they talk to their suppliers, it's slowly or badly. And the Edge solves that problem by making the data transfer seamless. This saves both money and time. Money in terms of if you have seamless transfer of data, then you don't need to stock everything, your supply stocks, because the moment it's ordered, you can send the order off to your supplier. So the need for warehouse space reduces. And then the second thing is in terms of time. As an example, Tesco's used to take 10 weeks or so to put new products from its supplier onto its systems. Now with the Edge, it takes 2 weeks. And all of this amounts to these bricks and mortar retailers being able to much more effectively compete with the online retailers by making their own online platforms far, far better.
And presumably there's a some read across, as you know, in the Ocado situation, where Ocado is valued as a technology company. Presumably their logistical software and their systems are the reason for the value, over and above any groceries they may be delivering.
Well, look, the bricks and mortar retailers are valued in the tens of billions. The online retailers are valued more highly than that. And of course, the pinnacle there is Amazon. And part of that is simply because the information flow, the logistics, and the amount of physical inventory that needs to be held is far lower. And that, you know, value is in information nowadays. And virtual stock systems make the information and the information flow for anyone that uses services far, far better. Look, the proof is in the pudding. The clients that Virtual Stock currently has include Tesco's, they include Asda Sainsbury's, they include John Lewis, they include Dixon's Carphone, they include Office Depot, they include B&Q, which is the Kingfisher Group, and they include the National Health Service. A FTSE 100 be quite pleased to have clients like that. So the system is very much working.
Right, and we'll obviously see in due course how the progression of the valuation of Virtual Stock is presented in your portfolio.
Well, as I mentioned earlier on, we use a historic transaction valuation methodology for our accounts. That means we take the last transaction that happened. The last transaction that happened in terms of Virtual Stock was when Notion invested in July 17 at a valuation of 66 million, and we hold Virtual Stock's data at that valuation. In the Telegraph article, it was stated that Virtual Stock's revenues to March 17, that's their year end, were 3.2 million and doubling each year. So that's one metric that Notion may have used in terms of their valuation. So people can draw their own conclusion of what the valuation might be now. Of course, we will hold at 66 million until another transaction occurs. In terms of where this could go to, you know, we've always said this is a British unicorn, and a unicorn means a billion in valuation. There's a company on the West Coast called MuleSoft, which is also in the integration business, making integration much easier, etc. And they were sold to Salesforce.com in March of this year for 6.5 billion. So, you know, there's a lot of potential upside here left. And people have to draw their own conclusions as to, you know, how much that could be and how that compares to our historic valuation methodology on our balance sheet.
Zaf Karim, Executive Chairman at Legendary Investments, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.